Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Nitin Naveen becomes national president of Bharatiya Janata Party, takes oath at party headquarters in New Delhi in presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders. Prime Minister expresses confidence that Mr. Naveen will carry forward BJP's legacy, says his youthful energy and organizational experience will be beneficial for the party. Enforcement Directorate conducts searches at 21 locations in 3 states in alleged misappropriation of Sabarimala temple assets. Tamil Nadu Governor Arun Ravi declines to read DMK-prepared address in the assembly citing inaccuracies. And in sports, the 6th edition of Khelo India Winter Games begin at Leh in Ladakh. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party today. Party's national returning officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world. Mr. Modi said that Mr. Naveen will carry forward the legacy of the BJP. The Prime Minister underscored that Mr. Naveen possesses youthful energy and extensive experience in organizational work that will be very beneficial for every worker of the party.
Nitin ji khud bhi ek prakar se millennial hai. Wo us generation se hai jisne Bharat mein bade aarthik, samajik aur technological parivartan hote dekhe hain. Wo us generation se hai jisne bachpan mein radio se suchanae pai aur aaj AI ke bhi active user hai.
The Prime Minister said India will never allow infiltrators to loot its people and the services that belong to the poor. He highlighted that infiltrators are the biggest threat to the country and should be sent back. The Prime Minister said that political parties that are trying to protect infiltrators must be exposed. Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that for the past several months, from the smallest unit of the organization to the election of the national president, the entire process has been carried out in a completely democratic manner. The Prime Minister underlined that service to the people has always been the party's topmost priority.
BJP ek samskar hai. BJP ek parivar hai. Hamare yahan membership se bhi zyada relationship hoti hai. BJP ek aisi parampara hai jo pad se nahi prakriya se chalti. Hamare yahan padbhar ek vyavastha hai aur karyabhar ये जीवन भर की जिम्मेदारी है. हमारे यहाँ अध्यक्ष बदलते हैं लेकिन आदर्श नहीं बदलते.
Mr. Modi also highlighted that people's trust in the BJP has continuously strengthened. Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party.
आज का क्षण मेरे लिए संकल्प का क्षण है.
टुडेज मोमेंट इज अ मोमेंट ऑफ रिजॉल्व फॉर मी. टुडे आई एम नॉट जस्ट अज्यूमिंग अ पोजीशन. आई एम एक्सेप्टिंग द आइडियोलॉजी ट्रेडिशंस एंड द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ अ नेशनलिस्ट मोमेंट ऑफ दिस पार्टी एंड ऑन दिस ओकेजन आई ऑल्सो पे माई रिस्पेक्ट टू ऑल माई सीनियर कॉलीग्स. टुडे 140 करोड़ इंडियंस आर कनेक्टिंग देमसेल्व्स विद द ड्रीम ऑफ अ डेवलप्ड इंडिया एंड आर वर्किंग टू टेक द कंट्री फॉरवर्ड. आई एक्सप्रेस माई हार्ट फेल्ट ग्रेटिट्यूड टू द प्राइम मिनिस्टर फॉर दिस.
तहे दिल से मान्य प्रधानमंत्री जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूं.
Union Minister JP Nadda also hailed Mr. Naveen's election and termed it as a historic occasion. Mr. Nadda highlighted Mr. Naveen's achievements.
Nitin ji jo moolta karyakarta hai.
Mr. Nitin, who is originally a party worker, is mature in his ideological background, having served as an MLA 5 times at a very young age and also serving an MLA currently. He has been a minister in the Bihar government many times. He had the opportunity to travel around the country as a member of our National Youth League. Such a young, energetic, talented personality has taken up the responsibility as the national president. Many, many congratulations to you.
आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई, बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं.
Mr. Naveen is the youngest national president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. He currently represents the Bankipur Assembly constituency in Patna district and holds the road construction portfolio in the Nitish Kumar-led Bihar government. Enforcement Directorate today conducted search operations at 21 locations across Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The searches were conducted in connection with the misappropriation of gold and other temple assets relating to Sabarimala Temple. The investigation follows multiple FIRs registered by the Kerala Crime Branch, revealing deep-rooted criminal conspiracy involving officials of the Travancore Devaswam Board, private individuals, intermediaries and jewellers. According to preliminary investigation, gold-clad sacred artifacts were deliberately misrepresented as copper plates in official records and unlawfully removed from the temple premises during the period 2019 to 2025. The gold was allegedly extracted through chemical processes at private facilities in Chennai and Karnataka, generating proceeds of crime which were retained, transferred and concealed. The investigation has also revealed indications of other financial irregularities and scams at Sabarimala, including misappropriation related to temple offerings and rituals. Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent tells us more on the raids in Kerala.
The Enforcement Directorate conducted raids at the residences of former Devaswam Board presidents as well as the residence of the main accused in the Sabarimala gold controversy case and others. At the same time, the special investigation team functioning under the supervision of the Kerala High Court is continuing its inspection at Sabarimala. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The ED is also conducting searches in Jharkhand, Manipur and Kolkata in connection with a massive fake input tax credit scam worth around 658 crore rupees. The case involves firms accused of generating and availing fraudulent ITC through fake invoices without any actual supply of goods or services. The probe agency said that such bogus claims, apart from draining the exchequer, are often tied to money laundering and shell company networks. Further investigation is underway. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi today declined to read out the DMK government-prepared text as part of his customary address in the State Assembly due to inaccuracies in it. Lok Bhavan issued a detailed clarification asserting that the governor was declined to read the address after his microphone was repeatedly switched off and he was not permitted to place his views before the House. The Lok Bhavan said that Tamil Nadu government's claim that the state attracted huge investments to the tune of over 12 lakh crore rupees is far from the truth. The governor walked out, citing the reason that the national anthem was not played. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said that the governor's action amounting to dishonouring an elected government and termed it unconstitutional. BJP MLA Vanathi Srinivasan said the ruling party changes its stand with time.
When they were in the opposition party leader, they need Raj Bhavan, they need governor for all their problems. When they are in the ruling party, they used to adopt the same technique of criticizing the governor's office. And apart from that, Honorable CM is mentioning about that all over India, they want to mobilize the political parties to move a resolution in the parliament.
The budget session of the Kerala Assembly began today at Thiruvananthapuram. Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar in his address said that Kerala is moving forward on the path of development. Finance Minister K.N. Balagopal will present the state budget on the 29th of this month. According to the Legislative Assembly calendar, the present session will continue till the 26th of March of this year. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu met UAE Minister of Economy and Tourism Abdullah bin Tok Al Mari at the World Economic Forum Summit in Davos today. During the meeting, Mr. Naidu outlined investment opportunities in food security, logistics, port-based industries, renewable energy, urban development, tourism and infrastructure. The talks focus on strengthening economic ties between Andhra Pradesh and the UAE. Al Mari agreed to work with Andhra Pradesh in the food processing sector through the Dubai Food Cluster. Leaders of European Union countries will hold an emergency summit on Thursday on US threats of tariffs linked to President Trump's stated desire to acquire Greenland. European Commission spokesperson Olaf Gill said EU is engaging with Washington at all levels over the tariff threats and the bloc is taking every possible step to protect its economic interest. He said the bloc is ready to respond if the threatened tariffs are imposed. Early on Sunday, EU ambassadors met in Brussels for an emergency session on the same issue. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump held a telephone conversation with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte about Greenland and said that he would meet several parties in Davos. He reiterated his stance on Greenland, calling it integral for American and world security at large. The US President shared the details of the conversation in a post on Truth Social today. In Iran, 4,029 people have been killed and more than 26,000 detained in a nationwide protest crackdown, says the Human Rights Activist News Agency. Most of the dead were demonstrators, including children, though the toll cannot be independently verified. Invitation to Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi to speak at the World Economic Forum at Davos was withdrawn over the killings. The Munich Security Conference separately withdrew its invitation for Iranian government officials over the crackdown. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei acknowledged several thousand deaths, blaming the US. The sixth edition of the Khelo India Winter Games has started in the Leh city of Ladakh. Lieutenant Governor Kavinder Gupta inaugurated the event. Players from 21 states and union territories will compete in ice sporting events, hockey and skating. More from a correspondent.
The opening ceremony of 6th Khelo India Winter Games 2026 was inaugurated today by the Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, at NDS Stadium in Leh. The Khelo India Winter Games will be held from January 20 to 26th of this month, featuring a range of winter sports and bringing together athletes from various states and union territories. During the inaugural ceremony, local cultural troops performed in the ice rink, showcasing the diverse culture and heritage of Ladakh. Figure skating and Olympic support has been introduced in addition to the existing speed skating and short track skating. National level Khelo India Winter Games is being organized under the Khelo India scheme since 2020, and Ladakh has been hosted it ever since it constituted the game. Khurshid Yusuf, Akashwani News, Leh, Ladakh.
In Austrian Open women's singles, Kazakhstan's Elina Rybakina defeated Slovenia's Kaya Yuvan by 6-4, 6-3 in the first round at the Margaret Court Arena this morning. In the men's singles, Italy's Lorenzo Musetti moved into the second round after Belgian Raphael Collignon retired injured while trailing 4-6, 7-6, 7-5, 3-2 in the opening match. Musetti will now face fellow Italian Lorenzo Sonego in round two. World number 8 Ben Shelton of the USA advanced with a 6-3, 7-6, 7-6 win over France's Hugo Humbert. He will next play either Australian qualifier Dane Sweeney or veteran Gael Monfils. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.7% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 593 points to 82,653, while the Nifty dropped 211 points to 25,374 when reports last came in. Statistics and Program Implementation Ministry will start releasing the GDP, IIP and CPI data based on the revised base year. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, Secretary of MoSPI, Dr. Saurav Garg, explained the recent changes in key economic statistics. He said these numbers affect the lives of every citizen. He said using an updated base year helps the government and policymakers understand the economy more accurately because it reflects current prices, production and consumer habits. Tune in to 100.1 Akashwani FM Gold at 7:10 p.m. today to listen to this exclusive interview in a program, Surkhiyon Mein. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nitin Naveen becomes national president of the Bharatiya Janata Party, takes oath at party headquarters in New Delhi in presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior leaders. Prime Minister expresses confidence that Mr. Naveen will carry forward BJP's legacy, says his youthful energy and organizational experience will be beneficial for the party. Enforcement Directorate conducts searches at 21 locations in 3 states that allege misappropriation of Sabarimala temple assets. Tamil Nadu Governor Arun Ravi declines to read DMK-prepared address in the assembly, citing inaccuracies. And in sports, the 6th edition of the Khelo India Winter Games begin at Leh in Ladakh. And with that, we end the Midday News.